90% of the major seafood, they believe, is gone, depleted in the oceans. 90%.
And it's worse than that because it's not just the big fish. They have these trawlers that work 24 hours a day that are giant underwater bulldozers. And some of them are as big as football fields. And they drag along the bottom and they absolutely wipe out the habitat that the fish needs, assuming there were any left to repopulate.
Right. They just kind of bulldoze, like you just say. They devastate the whole area down there on the ocean floor.
It's unbelievable that we could destroy a ancient billion-year-old organism that lived below the waters in the oceans, but we are in the mopping up stages of exterminating it.
We've done it in, what, 40 or 50 years?
5 or 4 years. if you've lost 90% in 50 years, you can see that in 5 years it'll all be gone. Maybe 4 years.
The oceans run dear to my heart because of, one, the food source, the beauty and everything else. And are we getting a handle at all on this kind of problem?
Absolutely not. Yeah. There is an appalling lack of response, except in Australia, I noticed they have their commandos landing in the middle of the night. They have a war going on down there, and their enemy are illegal fishermen who come in and are destroying their fisheries just like they've destroyed the ones off of our coast.
At night, in the late hours.
At night,
right?
24 hours a day, they have drift nets that are 50 miles long. They are ruthless, and nobody controls them. And frankly, we ought to protect the oceans with our Navy and sink those ships if they don't cease and desist.
What are the Aussies doing about that?
I'm sorry?
What are the Australians doing about that?
These commandos land on these ships in the middle of the night in stormy weather and seize the boats.
They do?
They do.
Arrest the people?
That's right, they do. These are serious felony charges, and these Australian commandos risk their lives to enforce these laws, but you know, it's the kind of thing our Navy should be doing. We should be protecting our oceans just like they do, and we're not doing any of that.
Is this a double whammy that when we talk about our energy source? Of course, we're going to talk about your windmill plan in a moment. But is this a double whammy, Harry, where we've got, the continual reliance on fossil fuels, and now we have a very real depletion in the ocean? I mean, how many more punches can we take?
Not many. I think we're looking at we're not far behind the oceans. I think the analogy is we're all like passengers on the Titanic, and there's an iceberg up ahead, and we don't have very much time to change course.
Yep, but can we see it coming? Can we see that iceberg?
Well, certainly if you can see that the situation of the planet today, it's critical, and that's why we need to make this transition with wartime speed.
What do you see as the biggest problem, the power source? Or the correcting of the problems in the oceans?
I think they're connected. For example, if people have seen what the wind ships look like, which they can go to our phoenixproject.net website and actually see a picture of what these look like.
They're really neat, by the way.
You need to see one to believe it,
yeah.
Really. It's that amazing.
They're huge, too.
They are, and they have this huge underwater spheres that is where you put the electrolyzers, which is what you're making the hydrogen from the seawater with. And they help ballast the whole windship at sea. But with all this equipment under the water, along with the OTEC plants, which would be out there with them, the destructive fishing practices simply couldn't take place. The oceans around these windships and OTECs would be sanctuaries where the fish could recover and live and grow, and we could repair the damaged oceans, assuming there's something left to start with.
Is there an estimate of how many people might die, could perish from starvation if for some reason we depleted the oceans entirely of the kind of fish we're talking about?
Well, the world has already got less grain reserves than we've had since records have been kept. It's not just the oceans that are in trouble. When scientists are talking about climate change, they like to point out that when you increase the temperature by just 10 degrees, seed fertilizations go to zero. I mean, they're at 100% right now, but you go up 10 degrees, they go to zero. Your whole agricultural systems collapse, not just the ones in the oceans.
I know some of the farmers in some regions in the Midwest have had a very late season planting crops because of the bizarre rains that, you know, you can't get in there and plow if you got 6 inches of water out there.
it's a serious problem. And if our food production systems fail, and we're all on the supermarket system, and you show up at the store, there's no food. Gee, what do you do then?
Are you a seafood eater?
Yes, I am.
I guess I am too.
And in fact, as I've been reading, most of the seafood you see in the stores doesn't come from the oceans. It comes from these farms because the main oceans have been fished out. And right now, these fleets from international countries that you don't even know where they're from or registered in are competing to get the last of the fish.
Well, if you could fix one problem, because you're not going to be able to fix them all at the same time, which one would you tackle first?
Well, if we put the wind chips and the OTEC plants out at sea, we have to build a large fleet of them, of course, then we would produce all the energy for our country and protect the oceans all at the same time.
Okay, now let's explain that. You're generating energy, but how are you also protecting the oceans?
Because by merely putting the physical equipment out there at sea, the wind chips and the OTEC plants, it makes fishing impossible.
Because people...
can't get fish nets in there.
I see.
You have all
mean.
This equipment underneath the water, pipelines and hydrogen production facilities, and all of it's completely pollution-free.
And, I was going to say, you're not playing around with the...
There's no oil or anything to contaminate the oceans. If you spill hydrogen in the ocean, no one will care because it's completely non-toxic.
So
you won't poison anything. You won't damage anything. And it's much safer than gasoline or oil if you have an accident.
So what you're saying is at least we could have our fish replenish themselves, huh?
Well, we could provide vast sanctuaries so that the oceans could begin to recover. And the OTEC plants actually assist that because they pump up the cold, deep water where all the nutrients are. And when you do that, the fish yields explode.